Now, what could you hear? The British Library wants to know. It's pioneering a new project to record the sounds of contemporary Britain by asking people to send in audio samples of everyday life where they live. These will then be made available to the public on an online map. They're piloting the project in Sheffield and the surrounding area before launching it across the UK. Beth McLeod went to Sheffield to find out how it works.
Sheffield Station, 11 a.m. Paternoster Row in Sheffield, midday. Crooks Valley Park in Sheffield at 2 p.m. The Roebuck Tavern Pub in Sheffield, 3:45 p.m. Street Market in central Sheffield, 4:15 in the afternoon. Random snatches of sounds like these, everyday life in and around Sheffield, are being collected by the British Library for a new sound map. Now that mobiles have high-quality microphones, the idea is that anybody can be a sound recordist and capture the noises around them. The eventual aim is to build up a picture of what the UK sounds like today. Ian Broom works in Sheffield and has been contributing recordings to the pilot project.
I was exactly here to record it. It was, like I say, it's just a very sort of normal looking roundabout in the middle of Sheffield, a mile away from the city centre or so, but also got birds tweeting in the background, that kind of thing at the same time. It's easy to assume that everything's going to sound the same, but it doesn't really, and I think that's one of the benefits of doing something like this. You kind of, it's like a snapshot in time, really. That's kind of how I look at it, much as you'd sort of, I don't know, any piece of art, really. It's that idea of sort of capturing something, capturing a moment.
Many of the recordings on the sound map are not exactly riveting. The samples sent in from Sheffield so far are mainly of industrial estates, shopping centres and fields. But Richard Ranft, the head of the sound archive at the British Library, says that even the most banal noises are worth preserving for the future.
Just imagine you had a recording of, I don't know, Trafalgar Square from 200 years ago. I think really that sort of sums it up. I mean, it would be fascinating to hear sounds of a particular environment in the past. You can hear an example of a Routemaster bus from London. So this is a sound that's almost disappeared. So we can hear the sounds of the engine of the bus, the bus conductor, and even someone ringing a bell asking the bus conductor to stop at the next stop. We want people to collect just ordinary sounds, and they may say, well, why? Well, actually, this is the reason. Just as it's interesting to look at, say, a still photograph of a particular landscape over a period of time or through the seasons, you can get the oral equivalent by gathering a series of recordings.
This is the cemetery just off Cemetery Avenue, which is one of the roads sort of going into Sheffield.
Back in Sheffield, Ian Broom is deciding what to record next for the sound map. He finds a spot in a secluded cemetery, which he often walked past when he was a student here.
I think that it's quite easy to forget that how much impact sounds have on us, whether it's working in an office next to a building site and being distracted all day, or whether it's the walk that you take home, that, you know, the 2 minutes that you go through a park. It's more of a subconscious kind of experience, and I think a project like this, it sort of brings it out to the fore, really, and sort of says, you know, these aren't just minute-long clips of sort of strange things or very little happening. This is, you know, this is where you live, this is your culture, this is your surroundings.
Beth McLeod reporting on the sounds of Sheffield. The British Library's collecting all those sounds from all over the country.